Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As always, much to discuss here tonight. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind. The continued downfall of the city of Detroit has yet again hit the news. Of course, we've talked quite a bit over the last couple of years about the various different economic circumstances that are facing certain state and local governments. And Detroit has certainly been, Michigan in general is pretty bad off, and Detroit has certainly been one of the hardest hit. By the way, joining you this evening, it is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
So Detroit, as we reported recently, they were talking about cutting out, what was it, 20%, I think, of the city's actual area? 20% of the 139 square miles.
Well, they're not going to give up the area. They're just not going to take care of the roads, the streetlights, or anything on it.
The wealthy communities, right?
No. They'll be cutting out some areas from services. You're right, Mark. But they'll likely still be sending tax bills to those poor people.
The gall just amazes me.
Yeah.
I mean, so, what are they going to do if you don't decide not to pay your taxes and you're in that 20% of the area?
Yep. So you've got those situations, and then there's also the financial aspect which of course is driving a lot of this, where essentially it's not the good old, it's not the good times anymore for the city governments. They were used to being able to just continually increase taxes, and there was all kinds of economic success out there for them to mooch off of, because the government is just a parasite, and it requires people like us, people like you, to go and create wealth so they can siphon some of it off for themselves.
It is a parasite, but it's the kind of parasite that, like, how so many of those animals will copy things that are real. Like, for instance, a king snake will look like the coral snake in order to not get eaten or whatever. You are familiar with these?
I'm not, no.
The monarch butterfly is like, yeah.
Well, there's another one called the viceroy butterfly.
They're similar to one another, yeah.
And so it's a parasite that mimics, like, the industrious class. So they'll have things that people want, like trash pickup and police and fire departments and things that people do really want in their lives. They'll just make those things unproductive. They'll make them so that they don't service their customers very well. So they're a parasite that pretends to look like something it's not.
So that's the vocabulary word for the night, is mimicry, people.
There you go, mimicry.
So you've got all kinds of financial problems, not just Michigan, of course, Illinois, California, a couple other places. We've certainly focused on some of the worst off. And now the news out of Detroit is that the state has ordered Detroit to close half of its schools. Associated Press reporting that state education bureaucrats have ordered the emergency financial manager for the Detroit Public Schools to immediately implement a plan that balances the district's books by closing half its operation. The Detroit News says the financial restructuring plan will increase high school class sizes to 60 students.
60 students! In high school!
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that in my life.
It's like a college lecture.
Can you imagine crazy. The things you can be getting away with in that classroom?
Right?
No. And they probably require kids to go to school till they're 18 in the state, too.
Odds are good. They consolidate operations. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mike Flanagan says in a letter that the state plans to install another financial manager who must continue to implement the emergency financial manager's plan after he leaves.
This guy leaves. It's like, I'm getting off this ship.
That sounds like Atlas Shrugged. Say that again. The what emergency plan?
Implement the emergency financial manager's plan after he leaves on June 30th. And so that's pretty much all there is to say. There's not much more to the story here. Not a lot of detail, but it's very interesting. Closing 50% of its schools, essentially increasing, doubling class sizes.
I wonder if there have been a closure of private schools in conjunction with the,
good question,
the downturn in the economy, and how the private sector in education has had to respond.
I would guess there has been, because, if you look at Detroit and its population over the last few decades, it has gone down significantly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot less people in Detroit this decade than there were, say, 2 decades ago or 3 decades ago.
Yeah, so, I'm sure that you've seen some public schools, or excuse me, some private schools close their doors, but you can't, because it's a private school, because it services its customers in just an entirely different manner, you don't see the far-reaching implications. A private school is going to shut its doors. It's going to know to some extent ahead of time things are going poorly. We're going to be shutting our doors in a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. Here, you've got the emergency shutdown. I mean, these bureaucrats have been running in the red every day they've been open. So running in the red is easy for them. They're used to it.
Sure.
And these are only high schools, or?
Oh, no, I don't believe that's the case. I'm pretty sure they are closing half of its schools.
So what happened to George Bush's mandate that there could not be more than 22 kids per class, I think it was, up through third or fourth grade?
I don't know anything about that, Michelle. I'm not sure. Was that the No Child Left Behind thing?
Part of that, yes.
Well, now I would imagine that would mean that it would be attached to some sort of federal money, right? Because that's typically how things work. Because the feds will say, well, you need to do this and this in order to receive.
Actually,
the
no,
money.
It was just that they could not. This is back when my kids, I believe, were in grade school. So the rule mandate was that there could not be more than 20 something students per class through third grade. Period.
Third grade.
Yes.
So that doesn't apply to high school or anything else.
Right, which is why I was asking if it was only high schools or all schools.
Good question. But yeah, this says close half the schools in the city of Detroit. So half of them going to be shut down. Just wondering, you know, I don't know if there's really even a question to ask about this. Are you upset? Well, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But then again, maybe this will give some parents the incentive to get their kids out of these government schools. Maybe just an extra little push for some of them.
I'd say it's a win and a success for our side.
Well, I'd say that it's a lesson for people. I mean, you know, this is some hardship for some folks that didn't see this coming. It's sad that they wouldn't, but you'd think they would. But at this
you
point,
mean the teachers?
No, people whose
parents,
kids are going there. Parents.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers
going to be a hardship
for them too.
Well, how's it going to be a hardship for them? They're just their kids going to go to a different school. The bus is going to
and have 60 kids in his class.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
it's awful.
I mean, that sucks.
I mean, it's a hardship. It's terrible. People put their trust in this system. They expected it to work. The government said that they'd make it work.
Yeah, but how much worse is a government school going to be at 60 kids versus 40 versus 30?
And there could be a knifing in the back of the room, and they'd never know at this size of the class. The point is that I think Detroit is a good example of the way the United States is going. Detroit was this huge manufacturing place. They put out lots of stuff. They put these. As a result, the city government created this big Fabian socialist complex where they were going to take care of everybody and do such a great thing.
It kind of led with the unionization.
Yep, the workers' rights. Right. I should have mentioned that in the early portion of the example. But so many things about Detroit are so similar to the rest of the United States. People have decided to leave. There's an exodus of between 300,000 and 400,000. Americans every year out of the United States. Where are they going? Who's leaving? Is it the productive class that's going? Is it just retirees?
Odds are good. Odds are good. I mean, you start increasing regulations and taxes, and you make it more difficult for people to live, and the people who are productive and the people who are out there creating wealth by offering products and services are going to find somewhere else to do it. They're going to go somewhere else. We've seen it over and over again. And the city people don't know what to do about it. They freak out and they increase taxes, and they think that's going to solve the problem for them. Because their revenues start going down
as these people leave. As they increase the taxes, more people say, I'm sick of this. I'm leaving.
Pack it up.
And then more people go until they get to the point that they're shutting down services on city streets in Detroit. They sold their stadium there was for sale for $600,000 a couple of years ago, which I just thought was crazy. $600,000. At the time, I think my house was worth $300,000. So, you know, I mean, it was. You could live there.
But the Red Wings have had a full stadium, so people can afford to go to hockey games.
I don't know, or the government decides that it's worth financing that. Because I mean, I can't imagine that all those the Tigers, the Lions, the Red Wings. I would imagine all those businesses are taking a real hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the taxpayer that's propping them up.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. We've got all kinds of stuff here. Everything from corrupt cop stories to someone dying from too much video games, too many hours logged. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, The Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-point Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features, including our mobile site. If you got a smartphone, you can just visit m.freetalklive.com. to get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast, go to m.freetalklive.com. And get ready, because the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011 is coming up this June 20th through the 26th. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live. But the real reason to come out is because hundreds of other like-minded liberty-oriented people will be in attendance. They'll be camping out, there'll be tents and RVs, and there's even a motel if you're not into the whole camping scene. So, but if you are into being with like-minded, liberty-oriented people, this is the event to attend. It's an incredible experience. There's going to be everything from family fun to agorism in action, live performances as well. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. You can go to porkfest.com, that's porcfest.com, to get registered today. Early bird registration is $25 for the whole week, and you can use our discount code to save 20%. The code is Free Talk Live without any spaces. So just put Free Talk Live in, run it all together, and you'll save 20% over at Porkfest. That's porcfest.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. And we were talking briefly during the break, Michelle. I said we're going to have it out tonight. And so we might as well do it now because,
oh,
you know, the show could get a little busy later on. People may start calling and we may never get to it.
Are we going to hug after?
Oh, I'm fine with that. Okay. I don't have any hard feelings.
I just want to make sure. I don't have any hard feelings towards you.
What happened over the weekend was there was a little Facebook spat between Michelle and I. And
you
really?
Loved...
I totally did not think that that was a spat.
No, well, you said I was being defensive.
More. Don't listen to him.
Well, I thought you were being a little defensive.
Okay,
but,
well, I didn't think I was being defensive.
I might have been being a little bit of a little redheaded Tasmanian devil instigator.
So my critique of what you had said, you for some reason you mentioned some friends you're going to visit, I think, next week?
I'm leaving Thursday.
Okay, so you're so does that mean you will when are you
I will
back?
Be back Sunday taking a 6 a.m. flight, so I am here.
You're totally here for the show.
I
okay,
am.
That's good. So so we won't miss Michelle next week, but she's going out to San Antonio with some friends, some old friends from what, Nashville or something like that? Or?
No, they're actually from Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. And we went to college together, over 20 years ago. Well, no. 5 years ago. I'm 22. So we went to college together. And the reason why we're getting together, you know, there as opposed to here, which is what we had planned on doing initially, was that they were going to come for Liberty Forum. And it had
which
been,
unfortunately was canceled.
Correct. And
due to some, I would say, poor decision-making on some people's parts, without getting into further detail.
Yeah, I have no idea the reason for Liberty Forum. I just know that it was canceled, and I had, I would say, between 10 people and a dozen that were going to come for, and some were going to be staying at my house before, some were going to be staying after, but we were all going to go to Liberty Forum together.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and from all over, and I was really excited. So in any case, that was canceled, and they opted to not come. At all. And so that's why I'm going to San Antonio now. Go ahead. Let me have it, Ian.
Well, you'd also made some statement about how there's one person in the Free State Project.
Oh, Easy Tiger.
I'm not going to do that. This person, he or she, has ruined it for these people. Your claim was that these people had somehow experienced this person and or know something about this person and had decided that that's it. They've been turned off to the whole Free State Project idea.
I think, well, I should, you know, the thing about Facebook is you're putting a few sentences into a comment box.
Yeah.
And so it's just really not always the best forum to have elaborate conversations. People are aware of my personal situation being a tax resister, and I've had, you know, lifelong friends that have been aware of what I've been doing since I was, you know, basically 13 and starting, got my first job. And they're totally on board with that and in support of that. And they love liberty and what have you and are, you know, kind of in a position to where they can live in more than one place at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so New Hampshire, of course, is the live free or die state. And it has been a beacon of the liberty-minded people long before the Free State Project came along, which is...
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, which is really one of the reasons why this particular place was chosen, in addition to the low population, et cetera.
Sure.
And a beautiful environment. And so so when I got here, the... their observation was that I didn't quite get some of the support that they would have thought that I would have gotten when I came. And they were a little bit critical of that, but still, you know, encouraging and still on board with, you know, coming out. And which is why they were going to come to Liberty Forum, the event that made
me... Did you not
go,
have people, like, move you in or anything like that?
Yes, but...
Okay,
so I'm giving a general...
Like,
right.
I don't know what they expect. Like, what kind of support did they expect?
Well, let me give the general thing, and then you can ask me... Okay. So then... so there were some criticisms. And then around Facebook just became this... this lightning, there was a lightning rod of bickering that went on a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the snow, if it was the weather, people being inside too much, but there was just in-house fighting. And my mistake, quite frankly, because I've thought about it, Ian, since
and you're talking about between a handful of people.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, I need to get out more, too. I mean, I've since had people write to me and say, come out, visit in Portsmouth and, you know, da-da-da, and get out more and everything. So I think that there was a bit of a spotlight for my friends on me. And, you know, I also think that I had probably sold the idea to them as it being further along.
Yeah, because we are pioneers, you know.
Yes, and when I was really grateful for the note that you sent saying that. And you notice I liked it. I did.
I clicked like.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, duh. Yes, that is true. And the pioneers, what happened to the pioneers?
They got shot alone
by Indians and died in the prairie. Woo!
Yeah. I sure am glad you got me to move out here.
Died of malaria.
Yay.
Smallpox.
Froze to death. Luckily, we don't have to freeze to death.
If we get caught in Donner's Pass, I'm eating you, not the other way around.
Did you ever play the Oregon Trail when you were going to school? Or was that beyond your time? You didn't have computers when you were going to school.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, they were computers. They were just great big ones. Refrigerated rooms.
Real live 5 1/4 inch floppy disks.
Yeah.
All right, so my big critique was if you're saying maybe I misunderstood or there was miscommunication, but if it was indeed that these people were saying, well, I'm not going to New Hampshire. I think it's great to get together with other liberty-minded people. But there's one person there I don't like, so screw that. That seems like a nonsense
excuse. Oh, yeah, that would have been petty.
Yeah, that would have been the word I would have used for
that. Yes, that would have been petty.
All right, we can come back with more if you'd like. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to go get registered for Porkfest, because even if there's somebody there you don't like, there's hundreds of people you probably will like.
We're going to have 1,000. I bet.
It was 800 last year. Yeah. That's doable, I would say. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow was made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Mark, what is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your business, whether it's collections, early out billing, or just wanted to purchase your charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients to it. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just kind of talking a little bit about the Free State Project and what some people think about it. Maybe they've been given the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've created some unrealistic expectations about...
I totally did.
Yeah, about where it is. You yourself had those unrealistic expectations,
yes,
or you helped
I
to
did.
Create them in other people?
Both.
Well,
both. I went to the Liberty Forum, and there were like 400 or so people there, and, you know, I didn't go around and ask everyone where they were from.
Mm.
And I know that, for example, Boston Tea Party is from, you know, Wyoming, and so I knew that there were, you know, some people from... further away, and then of course I went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's a blast. And I moved here at that time, and so between the Liberty Forum and Pork Fest, there was only, you know, like 2 months or so that went by, and I was like, wow, I was so on a high.
Yeah.
I really was. And it was kind of like, in a way, like, you know, summer camp or whatever. And you know, you fall in love at summer camp, and then you leave and you go back to your real world. And then you go, oh, yeah, no, it's not quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people have jobs, and they have families, and they have lives.
Right.
And so you're not all together all the time. And so, yeah, I think I did develop some unrealistic expectations, or, you know, have some unrealistic expectations. And also summer here was so great, you know, and
oh, yeah.
Such a blast. And I think I did get a little bit of cabin fever, and then, you know, I had that injury and everything.
Right.
So
there's a lot that goes on, you know, over the times of the year when it's not so cold outside. Things
right.
do get a little less active in the wintertime. And seasonal affective disorder is a real syndrome.
It's serious.
Yeah,
I
think
that
affected me when the first year I was here.
And I knew that I had that before in two other places that I've lived, but I really, this time it whacked me so hard because I had that tailbone injury, and so mm-hmm. I didn't leave my house. I haven't left my house except for to come here, basically, for a month, and it's awful.
Mark, did you get any of those lights with the better, I guess, better spectrum or wider spectrum?
I did. I bought some of the daylight lights that mm-hmm. they have out there, but, you know, I couldn't tell you. Basically, I think for me what it was is essentially homesickness.
Yeah,
you know,
that was definitely what your problem was.
I for the first 9 months or so, I found it difficult,
he missed his mommy.
Yeah. I miss my mommy.
I certainly, enjoy spending time around my mom, but I don't think that's what I miss. I think I missed my town where I was from,
where
I spent most of my life.
Your whole life, pretty much.
But my greatest selling point for this community can actually be exemplified by what just happened with you and me. You said, shall we talk about it at the show, you know, on Monday, the show and everything. I didn't have any sort of anxiety that we were going to, like, have this, you know. Yeah, I didn't. And, I teased, of course, a little bit, you know, in the beginning saying, are we going to have a hug and everything. But that was what happened at Liberty Forum was William Kostrick and I, he was a little bit critical of my Christian faith, mm-hmm. and I got my feelings hurt. Mm-hmm. And a couple days later, I said to him, he said, hey, you know, I just want to let you know that you hurt my feelings. And he was just devastated. He's like, I'm sorry.
He is a nice guy.
He's very sweet.
Yeah, he
and he's one of my favorites. And he sat down immediately, and we talked it through and everything. And I left that conversation going, if I can resolve issues with people who don't share the same beliefs as me and whom I have disagreements with in that fashion, that's where I want to be.
Mm.
You know, that it's just a very accepting and tolerant, for the most part, community where
there are always going to be aberrations,
yes.
right? I mean,
but
in any group,
communication and civility is just a very big part of the interactions
between
people.
It's a tight-knit community, mm-hmm. and most of the people aren't going to put up with a bunch of crap from people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, I don't think, are. And so I think it's interesting that you did have some unrealistic expectations. And the way we talk about things on Free
Maybe
Talk
hopes.
Live, well, the way we talk,
I think that it's kind of, unfortunately, to some extent, designed that way. Because most people come check out the Free State Project either at the Liberty Forum or at Pork Fest mm-hmm. or both. And what they see are tremendous events where there are all kinds of liberty-loving individuals running around. People are open carrying. People are passing out literature about their particular thing that they're doing. Just it amazes.
It's Disneyland
for
libertarians, yes, really.
Indeed, it is. And I think that to some extent, people are unfortunately get the impression that maybe it's like that every week of the year instead of just those 2 weeks of the year.
That would be exhausting.
Yeah, it would. People go out of their lives. They have jobs. Yeah. They, they do some activism, certainly. Some of them get together for social events. But
well, I think it's an interesting observation because some people don't come here for the Liberty Forum or Pork Fest as their first visit. We've got mm-hmm. a couple folks that have been up here for over a week now, Zach and Ishtar.
Mm-hmm.
Ishtar, one of the
yes.
newer members of the Shrine of Female Listeners. They're both here from the Chicago area, and within 24 hours, they were ready to stay and not go back.
At the most heinous part of the year in terms
right, yeah.
of weather, I mean, it was icy. And
they hadn't even
know.
Met anybody
yes.
yet, really.
Yeah.
I mean, they met Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, and they met us, and they were like, well, we were sold by the time we were driving around with Mark looking at houses.
Wow.
I'd like to know after today what they think, because today was the single worst bit of precipitation I've seen since I've been here. There's like water falling out of the sky, and then it freezes on the car, and kind of this warbly coat that goes over the car. I tried to get it off the windshield. It actually came off in like one big sheet, just kind of broke again.
I just slid up the street today because rather than taking steps, because stepping mm-hmm. would have been more dangerous.
Skated.
The entire street was like ice,
yeah.
basically. So, yeah, there's certainly some risks. But
you know, I think that I come here and looked around like Mark Warden did with mm-hmm. Ishtar, and that would have been very wise. And, you know, exercise due diligence. Buyer beware. I did not do that. And that is a fundamental flaw in my process. And it's something that I'm against. And so, you know, had I come here and spent a little bit more time looking at the areas, I would have known that where I'm living is a half an hour from anyone.
Yeah, that was one of the things we've talked about off the air, just between the two of us, is that there have been a couple of times when you've kind of put out a call for some assistance.
Yes.
Not in any sort of life or death critical matters.
Right.
But putting out a call and you expected to get more of a response than you did. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Michelle, look at where you live. I mean, you're out in the woods and you're far away from people.
Lovely, lovely home.
A very nice house. A very nice place to live. I mean, I would enjoy living there myself. But, you know, if you want people to be able to respond, it's important to be literally close to those people in that community. And,
and the way the roads are here, you know, I mean, I've just never... It is... so unique, the New England area. I've lived in the Southeast. I've lived all over the West Coast and everything. And people need to realize there's 101 and there's 202 and there's 93. And that's it.
Yeah.
So you might be only traveling 15 miles.
But you've got to go roundabout.
And it can take you 40 minutes.
Let's go to Taryn listening in Georgia. He's a man who's been up here a number of times to visit. Hasn't quite made the move. Taryn from LCLReport.com. Are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Taryn. What's on your mind
today? I'm working on it. I'm going to hang out after Pork Fest for a while.
All right.
You know, I am calling tonight because of what is going on in Savannah.
What's going on?
Well, Savannah is the home of the Girl Scouts. They started here about 100 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, no cookies for you, Taryn. No cookies for you. No mint. What are they? Thin mints.
Yes, they're... Well, what happens is it's like their mecca, a bunch of Girl Scouts will come into Savannah to see where it started. It's this place called the Gordon Lowe House. And they come in from all over the country and all over the world and take tours and spend money here and all this stuff.
Okay, well, we'll find out where Taryn's going with the Girl Scout story, because we do know that we reported recently that some Girl Scouts, at least in one place in Georgia, have been threatened by the government. We talked about that extensively over the, I think it was over the weekend on Saturday. So you can get that over at freetalklive.com. We'll come back with more of, I didn't know that, Savannah, Georgia, home of the Girl Scouts. We'll find out where that's going in moments with Taryn. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you would like, you can go and support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. We've got everything from web banners for your website. We've got actual graphics like high resolution vector quality graphics that you can make your own Free Talk Live stuff out of. And all kinds of other options for, including flyers you can print out over at promote.freetalklive.com. We go back to Taryn, listening in Georgia, in the Savannah area. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live. You were telling us that apparently Savannah is where the Girl Scouts were founded.
That's correct. The Girl Scouts were founded about 100 years ago here, and there's this little place called the Gordon Lowe House where girls from all around the country come and visit this place, and it's like their mecca. They make a trip out of it for a week and come see Savannah and spend a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of the deal was that they actually, for years and years and years, have been selling Girl Scout cookies in front of the Gordon Lowe House. And the city won't let them do it this year because they can't give them a permit. They said, one, they have to be permitted, and two, they can't give them a permit because they are worried that if they give them a permit, then they have to let everybody else sell what they want on their own property.
So yeah, we can't have that.
Yeah, and we can't have anyone sell on a property that they own, right? Sell what they
wow,
want.
Wow, this is amazing. It's like a crackdown in Georgia on the Girl Scouts, because this has just happened in another... Where was it, Mark?
Villa Rica?
Yeah, Villa Rica. Is that anywhere nearby?
Yeah, it's not too far. Villa Rica's not too bad. I didn't even know about the one in Villa Rica.
Yeah, the cops came down and shut him down, and then the mayor swooped into the rescue and fast-tracked the permit and gave them all a pizza party.
Oh, what a nice lesson of government there.
It's disgusting.
Because I bet they wouldn't do that for your business, Ian.
No, heck no, they wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
But I think
I just talked to the town halls in my town today, and they were talking about a pizza party for me and my family.
No way.
Right, no way. Yeah, sure, they'll give me a pizza party if I pay double for it.
I like pepperoni and pineapple. Invite me, too. Well, Taryn, so you live right there in Savannah, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So... is this part of like an annual, like so all the girls come and do their thing, and do people actually go out and seek the girls out to buy cookies from them?
Yeah, they were selling like crazy amounts. I think the newspaper article I read said about 300 boxes a day.
Wow.
Wow.
you know, just at that one location. Because, you know, I mean, it's kind of, the tourists come in from around the world. They see the little Girl Scouts dressed up selling it in front of the Girl Scout house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's kind of more of a tourist attraction, but it's they were really cranking some sales out there.
So you're saying they refused to allow them the, so they've been getting the permit in the past, but this year they decided to put their foot down. And
you know, as far as I understand, they never had a permit.
Ah, okay.
But then somebody, another business, complained.
Oh, geez.
And so they had to address the issue and said, well, we can't give you a permit because then everybody else would get one. And so it's really been a big black eye. But it's just the stupidest thing for the city to do, to have that kind of to attack the Girl Scouts. I mean, you know, it's one thing when they come after me or you running a business, nobody seems to care. But attacking the Girl Scouts, this is going to be a PR nightmare for them.
Indeed.
And I hope to create that for them, actually.
Oh, good,
well,
good.
Think about this. We talked about the lemonade stand shut down a couple months ago, and now the cookie, you know, shut down. And those are formative years when kids are developing their skill sets, such as salesmanship and how to talk to people and
sure.
how to collect money and count money. And, you know, if I put in this much effort and do this amount of work, then I have this output and I could, you know, delayed rewards, which is an important part of,
right,
of
buying,
you know,
your supplies
maturing
for your business. And
right.
Setting
and
up shop.
So now, unless it's sanctioned by the government, it's bad. Because we want to, because we have to obey the government, because then that makes us a patriot, and a patriot's good.
Well, and it was pointed out this weekend that this is like the Boy Scouts, another organization that does have that viewpoint, that that government is a good thing, that it is a very statist or pro-state organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their reaction to the whole thing was, well, you know, we would get the permit if they would let us, and we'd teach girls that that's just part of doing business.
Mm.
And, you know, that I'm not real happy about, but what I do see it as is an opportunity that basically, you know, I started a Facebook group trying to get them, let them sell cookies, and then mentioned that why not remove these stupid zoning regulations and permits for everybody. You know, start with
Absolutely.
The Girl Scouts, do it for everybody, and use it as a magnet to really spotlight how hurtful zoning is. And
well, I hope it works out.
I just think it's a good opportunity. Well, you know, I'm not expecting a whole lot, but I'm expecting that at least it'll bring attention to the stupid laws.
Well done, sir. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
The Girl Scouts have clout, though.
Yeah.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I think I still have my Girl Scout uniform from...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts.
Why would you still have that just for keepsakes?
I mean, I have it in a storage area in my mom's house in the attic.
See.
You know, all those things. Like, I took seriously earning my patches and things like that. It was a big deal. I sold the most number of boxes of cookies.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely.
Mark, were you ever in the Boy Scouts?
I was in the Cub Scouts, and I sold the most tickets to the Jamboree. I can't tell you how silly this is, but I had no idea what I was doing, so I sold more than anybody else ever. The rest of them just did nothing, and essentially I sold 90 of their tickets or something like that, which meant that I went door to door in my neighborhood in my little Cub Scout uniform on my bicycle with these pieces of paper. These people had no intention of going to
attending
this Cub Scout
Jamboree.
Grand Jamboree. There's no reason for them to go.
Right.
But there's no reason at all to see some crafts from some kids in Palmetto when I was in Bradenton. I mean, you know, it was a good drive on the top of that. So, yeah, I just went around and sold tickets. People would buy five. Sure, give me five of them.
Wow. But it's probably the same reason why we stop and pay 50 cents for you know, a cup of Country Time lemonade that tastes terrible.
Yeah,
you know?
Precisely the same reason, but I had no idea.
And
I got some prizes out of the deal. You know, there was some camping equipment I wanted, like, you know, the little fold-up cups and, like, a Boy Scouts mechanical pencil and some things like that. Some stuff I wanted, and, you know, it was all junk.
Yeah, I never... I was kind of, my arm was kind of twisted into joining the Boy Scouts, and I did not like it very much at all. I was pretty solidly, you know, 13 years old at that time.
Oh, my gosh, you were doing that at 13?
Yeah.
I was like 8.
Yeah. And I wanted nothing to do with it, and I was very uncomfortable saying the little Boy Scout oath thing.
Although, you know, you look at, like, Cooper and Miller Travis with their Eagle Scouts. Those two guys, they can...
Oh, I have a lot of respect for the guys that get the Eagle Scout.
I want them on my side if there's an issue, you know.
They will tie a knot to save your life, literally.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it never really was my thing. I just couldn't get a I never got to the Boy Scout rank.
Not me either. Yeah.
Like, there's a certain, like, rank where you are in, basically, and I never... I wouldn't recite their little pledge thing, so they wouldn't let me become a Boy Scout.
Yeah, you're not going to go get in. Right. You know, I was in Cub Scouts. I was, you know, single digits.
I was a Bluebird.
Bluebird? What is that?
Bluebird was... there were Campfire Girls and Bluebirds, and one went on to be, you know, one thing, one went on to be the other. But I think ours was a little less fascist.
Well, at that point,
our
I didn't know. I remember the oath and everything. I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country and obey the laws of the pack and whatever it was.
It's upsetting. That's upsetting.
Well, you were 13. I was 6 or whatever, you know. I hadn't figured all that stuff out. I'm just going to say what they say and I'm going to wear the little uniform. It was fun.
Yeah, we were out in dresses and did a maypole dance at a fair and, you know.
I don't know if I'd figured it out at that point, but I know I didn't like the God reference at the time and I didn't like, because I was, you know, flirting with becoming an atheist, I think, at that age. I think I was probably close.
Everyone's got
to
have faith in something, Ian.
At that point. And I didn't like pledging allegiance. I don't think I knew why I didn't like pledging allegiance, but I sure didn't like to do it. And so, like, that had them both. It had the pledge of allegiance and a reference to God aside from that. So, yeah, it didn't. The Boy Scouts and I did not gel. You're certainly welcome to give us your thoughts, your experiences with the Boy or Girl Scouts. But it's sad, though, to see. I mean, even though they are a statist organization, it is sad to see these poor kids being told that they can't sell their cookies in more than one place. I mean,
absolutely.
Two different stories in two shows.
Just because I have something bad to say about the organization, I have lots of good things to say about the organization, too.
Sure.
And lots of good things to say about the organization. These kids should be taught entrepreneurship, and the state is once again sucking the life out of our children.
Does the Girl Scouts have the equivalent of an Eagle Scout?
I believe so. I mean, I remember...
Holy Grail of scouting.
Yeah, exactly. I remember going to some big conference where... And I was like, you know, 7, 8 years, 8 years old. And there were big girls there. They all looked like lesbians, kind of.
What made you say that?
That's what I thought at the time. We were like... They were shorts. They're really ugly. They didn't shave their legs. It was awful.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. Hear another dog shot by a cop, or whatever you want to talk about goes if you make a call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.